Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. I'd like to let you in on a little secret, but please don't let celebrities hear this, all right? At Bob Enyart Live, when we interview people, we've had some pretty interesting interviews lately. Bill Gertz, Paul Kengor, the guy who wrote God and George W. Bush. We've had Bob Barr, the congressman, L. Brent Bozell. Just a lot of really interesting people. And when we interview folks, the goal is not so much to find out, to get you guys entertained from some expert. Like when we had Dick Morris on about his book, Rewriting History, about Hillary Clinton. It's not so much what we can learn from the celebrities. At Bob Enyart Live, the goal is we want to influence these people. With almost every interview, we are trying to nudge these people to the right. We're trying to present to them biblical principles and get them to rethink part of their worldview. And if you think about the conservative talk shows that are out there on radio and cable TV, and if you think about the Christian programs that are on Christian TV and Christian radio, what programs are doing that? What other programs are taking biblical principles and trying to keep conservative Christian leaders, sometimes they're just conservative, sometimes they're Christian, trying to keep their feet to the fire and saying, hey, let's stop compromising. So that's one of the main goals of Bob Enyart Live, to bring the Bible, the reality of the Bible story, that it's true, and it does have the answers for today's problems, to keep that in the public discourse, and to present that to the decision makers and the people who have influence. So we hope and pray that Bob Enyart Live can stay on the air for a long time to come. That's our goal. But we can't do it on our own. And on the internet, we take the show that airs on Denver Radio 5 days a week, 50,000 watt AM 670 KLT, and we take that and put it on the web at kgov.com. And every year in September, we have a telethon to raise the money to pay for the next year's worth of web broadcasts. And our goal this year was to raise $10,000. And we only have, two more days left in the month? And we are only just over a third of the way to the goal. So what I'd like to do is remind you guys about some of the shows we've had this year so far, and the points we're trying to make. And you could, as you listen to this list of shows, you could think through, hey, is it worthwhile to keep Bob Enyart Live on the air? And if so, if you want to help us stay on the web at kgov.com, you could call 1-800-8-ENYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. Or you could go online at kgov.com and support us either way. And during the show, of course, we could take a pledge, a one-time gift or a monthly pledge. But for example, let's see, who have we had on? Well, I just mentioned an incredible show with Dick Morris, interviewing him about his book, Rewriting History, about Hillary Clinton. And Dick Morris has now, for a few years, ever since his own sex scandal, his life has really changed, turned around. And he has supported the Christian conservative worldview on almost every issue. Dramatic change from his 20 years working for the Clintons and getting Bill Clinton elected 5 times. And so we did a half-hour show together, and he was really good, but I sort of rebuked him. That took a little bit of gall. You know, he's a big shot. I'm a little shot. I sort of rebuked him and said, Dick Morris, you say so many things that are neat, really neat nowadays, but you continue to defend your support of Bill Clinton and the Clinton administration. You need to stop doing that. And I said that to him during toward the end of the half hour and then right before the show was over. And if you listen to that show, you still can hear it on the web at KGOV, KGOV.com. You'll remember that right toward the end, he said, Bob, when the show's over, can you put me on hold? I'd like to talk to you when we get off the air. And right before we got off the air, I said, Dick Morris, if there's one thing you take away from this discussion, please stop defending Bill Clinton and his leadership of this country and his administration. And from that show a few months back till today, we've had a number of calls from people in the audience, on the air and off the air, saying it's really amazing. He has given every opportunity to defend what Bill Clinton did in office. He has stopped doing it. He hasn't done it. And is that our influence? I don't know. We sure put in a strong plug for him. If he's had a major life change, well, then take it all the way. Don't be half-hearted. So we're thrilled that at least so far since then, Dick Morris has stopped defending the two Clinton terms in the White House. And our goal, when we interview celebrities, it's to hold their feet to the fire so that we in the audience, this is the brightest audience in the country, we've been saying, because we think it is. Because we take the Bible seriously and we consciously apply biblical principles to today's current events, consciously. That's what we do. And I would submit that if you listen to, well, we recently had Hugh Hewitt on, perhaps the number one Christian radio talk show host in the country, call-in talk show host. And we apply the biblical principles, for example, do not do evil that good might come of it, from Romans. We apply those to current, controversies in America and politics. And so Hugh Hewitt, perhaps the leading Christian talk show host in the country, said about abortionists and people who kill children. He said, well, that's not murder. They're not murderers. They're just constitutionally suspect. And so we try, at Bob and Yurt Live, we try to expose how Republican pragmatic politics is influencing Christianity and causing Christians to compromise far more than Christianity is influencing Republican politics. So that our leaders are systematically training millions of Christians to compromise even on thou shalt not murder. And it's situational ethics at the height of the Christian leadership. Had Phyllis Schlafly on from the floor of the Republican convention. And, she's pretty good about not compromising. But she's written a book about judges and what to do about all these terrible judges. And I reminded Phyllis, and she affirmed, that most of these terrible judges have been appointed by Republican presidents. The Pledge of Allegiance is unconstitutional because it says under God. The guy who wrote that decision was appointed by a Republican president. In the aggressively pro-abortion U.S. Supreme Court, 7 of the 9 justices were appointed by Republican presidents. And so we've got to think through, what does this mean? Let's not trick ourselves. Why don't we get reminded of this by all conservative Christian talk shows? Do we want to bury our head in the sand and say, if we keep doing the same thing, we might get different results? Because we're not. As long as we allow Republican politics to pull Christians further and further into compromise on murder and sexual morality and thou shalt not steal, the less effective the Christian church will even be regarding evangelism. We had Bill Gertz on a neat interview last week. By the way, you can hear any of these on the web at KGOV, KGOV.com. But Bill Gertz, the hottest reporter in Washington, D.C., about the French selling weapons to Saddam leading right up to the war and our planes getting shot down by brand new state-of-the-art French missiles. And what we wanted to reinforce in the mind of Bill Gertz, because he has so much influence in Washington, is that Europe is being motivated by anti-Semitism. That's what's causing the Germans and the French to defend the regime of Saddam Hussein and to want it to stay in power. Because Saddam is paying to kill Jews, he was, through paying for suicide bombers that he bragged about. And therefore, it was an indirect form of anti-Semitism. It was a voyeuristic anti-Semitism where the Germans and the French could watch Saddam killing Jews and be somewhat content. And they wanted to keep him in power. That's why we wanted to interview Bill Gertz. And the author of God and George W. Bush, he also had a bestseller, God and Ronald Reagan, Paul Kengor, college professor. We wanted him on. Now, he was kind to point out that years ago he used to watch the Bob Newhart Live TV show. He was a regular viewer. And we wanted him on to challenge the audience and to reinforce in his own mind, and he was very objective, that we read four of the Ten Commandments and compared them with the policies of George W. Bush and the statements of George W. Bush so that we could realize that as Christians, we have to lift George W. Bush up and out of his current compromise rather than simply support him as a leader when he is literally, I mean, George W. Bush, a lot of you forget this because we tend to forget the things we don't want to remember. So he was asked in the presidential debates 4 years ago, he was asked this: what if you found out that your daughter was impregnated? She was pregnant from a rapist. What would you do? Now, that's a question that goes right to the heart of the issue of killing unborn children and the difference between pro-lifers and pro-abortion people. Right? What would a pro-lifer say if you found out your daughter was impregnated after a rape? A pro-lifer would love and comfort his daughter and say, honey, we will be there for you. We love you. If you want to adopt out this baby, we will help you and love you. If you want to keep this baby, we will love you and the baby. Here's how George W. Bush answered the question. He said, I would tell her, honey, we love you, and the choice is yours, and whatever you choose to do, we will support you. Now, he was talking about abortion versus letting the innocent child live. Killing the child or letting it live, that was the choice. He should have been talking about the choice of adopting out the baby or keeping the baby, but he wasn't. Now, a pro-choice person, if a woman is impregnated from a rape, a pro-choice person will say, well, it's your choice. Whatever you do, we'll support. I mean, he gave the answer. He appears to be pro-life at some level, but a question that comes down to your own child, and he gave the pro-choice affirmation that it's your choice. That's devastating. And he needs to realize, he needs to be informed, he needs to be warned. Because someday, on Judgment Day, Osama bin Laden will be held accountable for the murder of 3,000 Americans on 9/11. But George W. Bush will be held accountable for the murder of over 4 million little babies during his 4 years in office if he doesn't do everything he can and whatever he can to warn the nation that we have to stop shedding innocent blood. And when he actively supports the killing of some babies, God's not going to view that favorably. What else have we done in the last year? Oh, we did a show with a King James only caller. We didn't have enough time, but that went well. We had a caller, a Seventh-day Adventist caller, and debated about the Sabbath. That was fascinating. That went very well. Barry Lynn on homosexual marriage, trying to expose the error and the hypocrisy of he claims to be a reverend, right? The presidential candidate, Gary Nolan. We debated two presidential candidates, the Libertarian Party candidate, Gary Nolan, and that show was a classic. If you didn't hear that, you want to learn in a half hour how to present the Libertarian Party as the wicked party it is. You listen to their national presidential candidate, Gary Nolan, debate a little old nobody talk show host, Christian pastor Bob Enyart, and you'll see that the Libertarian Party is the party of immorality. Libertarians are like immoral conservatives, supporting adultery and homosexuality and abortion and pornography and prostitution and legalizing drugs and for people who want to kill themselves because they're depressed, they should have the right to kill themselves. You know, an 18-year-old girl or boyfriend leaves her for her girlfriend. She wants to kill herself. Libertarian Party would defend her right to kill herself and arrest the neighbor who's trying to stop her. We had the former executive director of the World Trade Center on the show. He and the director of the New York City Port Authority talking about politics and abortion. We had a former federal judge, Robert Citrullo, talked about euthanasia, abortion, and how the National Right to Life Committee compromises and supports candidates because they're Republican, even if they support abortion to varying degrees. And we had a debate with him on the issue of birth control. That was sort of interesting. Talked to Linda Chavez, the woman that Bush nominated for his labor secretary, but that fell apart. But what an excellent discussion with Linda Chavez on organized labor. Craig Wynn on the real Islam and the real Muhammad. That was a fascinating two programs. Morality and Media. I've done two, three shows with them about pornography, and they're against pornography. And we point out that Morality and Media and their president, Bob Peters, they affirm the right to sexually exploit women in making pornography. So the largest Christian group that exists solely to oppose pornography, Morality and Media, is actually pro-choice. And we urge them to stand with us and stand with Denver Bible Church calling for the recriminalization of pornography. It should be against the law to pay women to have sex. Yet you could do that in any state in the land as long as you claim you're making a porn video. L. Brent Bozell, we had him on exposing Bill O'Reilly and others in the media as being more liberal than conservative. I debated with Peter Boyles, although that was on KHOW Radio, about the New York Times article that advocated, three-page article advocated legalizing killing children after they're born for the first month or so. Peter Boyles, in his ignorance, still to this day refuses to admit the article exists. I offered to send him a copy, and he turned the offer down. He said he'd investigate it. I have no faith in Bill and Peter Boyles' ability to remember to investigate that. Hussein Ibish, pro-Palestinian talking head on cable TV for the last 3 years. We had him on twice, first time debating the Iraq war, and I thought, you can listen to it on the web, it went very well. He's against the Iraq war, and I think he clearly lost the debate. And then we had him a second time on the Israel versus Palestinian conflict, and that, I thought, went very poorly. And I definitely don't believe I won that debate. And one reason is because the arguments I gave that I believe were valid, he just declared authoritatively, well, I know more about that than you, and you're wrong. For example, I said that Palestinian textbooks, they teach their kids with textbooks that show maps of the Middle East, and Israel doesn't exist on the maps. And so they instill hatred in an ignorant worldview. And he said, no, Bob, you are so out of date. Years ago, there were no maps that had Israel. Israel didn't exist. But now, of course, all the modern textbooks, they've got maps of Israel. And so on the air, in a half-hour debate, I believed he was wrong. But how do I refute that? So what we did, and what I did do was say, I'd like a follow-up with you to challenge your claims. And so since we have we put out a request to the West Bank, and we've obtained two current textbooks from a Palestinian school used by kids just in the last year, one in the seventh grade, one in the ninth grade. They're both published, one 2 years ago, one 3 or 4 years ago. And they have maps of the Middle East and no Israel. So we'll have Hussein Ibish back on and take his 3 or 4 biggest claims and refute it. And we'll scan the front cover and the back cover and the maps of these Arabic textbooks and put them up on kgov.com along with the show. Because when people are wrong, lies and errors lead to destruction, and we don't like to leave errors unaddressed. All right, what else do we have going on? We've had Joe Scott on repeatedly, Ken and Joe Scott, on the fight against abortion in Colorado and around the country. Jonna Jessen, who was aborted 27 years ago and has lived to tell about it, powerful testimony. We've done shows exposing a Colorado Roman Catholic priest who's now inactive, who gave liquor to a young boy and then molested him. And that boy became an alcoholic firefighter, eventually committed suicide after writing a heart-wrenching letter about the molestation. By the way, we gave out the that former priest. We gave out his name, and we sent letters and emails to him and left messages on his phone. And that the next day, he put up a moving sign, a for sale sign, and they've now sold their home and moved. But we're on their trail. All right, what else is going on? The Southern Baptist Convention, we reported and urged them to change their position when they voted to refrain from warning parents to pull their kids out of the godless public school system. And we have also pointed out that why the Southern Baptists, I mean, they're one of the strongest Christian groups in the whole nation. Granted, that's true. But that doesn't mean everything they do is right. And for example, where in the world does God give the authority for his people to vote on his laws? Do you realize that that is the seeds of destruction? And so we had the lawyer on the show who brought up the resolution to try to get the Southern Baptist out of the public schools. And we planted that idea in his mind that the Southern Baptist shouldn't be voting on abortion, voting on the murder of children, voting on homosexual marriage, voting on adultery. Because when you vote on these things, eventually you're going to lose the vote. God didn't say, here are the Ten Commandments, I've written them in sand, so every so often you could vote on them. He wrote them in stone. And we Christians are going to be shamed when we meet the Lord that we voted on his eternal principles. Debated Bill Press from MSNBC on the justification of the Iraq war. And by the way, our phone number here, if you think that what we do at Bob Newhart Live is worthwhile and needs to be done, we need your help. And you might listen to it on the radio, but you have friends around the country. And because we have a website, you could tell them and they could listen every day. We get calls from the East Coast, people who listen to the show an hour after the show's done, they call in and say, hey, I thank you so much for pointing that out. So our website is KGOV, KGOV.com. And our phone number, is that line two? Is that an open line? Is there somebody on there? Line two? Okay, no open lines right now. Well, I'm not taking calls anyway. 1-800-8-NYART is our phone number if you'd like to support us and say, hey, we want Bob and Your Live to stay on the air for another year. No, not on the air. On the web. On the web. Now, our goal was to raise $10,000, and every year in September, we pay for most of our internet expenses a year in advance to get a 10% discount from Interland. And by the way, we've got a lot of listeners over the web, and we put up good quality bit rates for the show, 24K bits per second, 24,000 bits per second, and 56,000 bits per second. And because so many people have told us that they burn the shows onto CDs, they listen to them while they're driving to work, and they share them with friends and family. And we want them to have good quality, and it costs us a fortune in bandwidth. And we've got a friend who's Wayne Greer, who's running kgovarchives.com now, who's come in to help us reduce our bandwidth load. And he's taking over the burden of the bandwidth for the archives. And we're so thankful to him for doing that. But we need your help to keep this show on the web for another year. And we've hit only a third of our goal of $10,000 for a year's worth of expenses, not only the bandwidth and the hosting and all that, but the labor it takes and the software and the tools that we need to keep KGov up and running. And $10,000, we think that's quite a deal. Well, the first 10 days of the telethon, our internet store was broken intentionally. It was intentionally hacked, and everyone who tried to give, their credit cards were rejected for 10 days. And it took that long to figure out what in the world was going on. And we finally figured it out, and it was pretty sophisticated the way we got a Microsoft B-Central account, and someone had gotten into our account and in a very sophisticated way set it up so that every credit card would be declined. And so we don't know how many people, the first 10 days of the telethon, that's when you get most response. And people tried and gave up. So that hurt us. And you know what else hurts us? Every 4 years, this is our fourth presidential cycle being on the air, the fourth. And every 4 years, because we try to toe the line and talk and expose the differences between God's principles and Republican politics, people get discouraged with Bob Inert Live. People like it. They even think, you know, Bob's probably right, but I'm really enjoying this presidential campaign. So maybe I'll support him later in the year. And that's hurt us very much. So we really need your help now if we're going to be able to continue. Well, I mean, we hope and pray that KGov will stay on the air another year. And we've had Gun Owners of America on talking about the most important aspects of the fight over gun control. And Answers in Genesis and Walt Brown on creation versus evolution. And we've urged the Heritage Foundation experts to consider we need to recriminalize adultery and pornography. And we've promoted homeschooling. And Concerned Women of America's Robert Knight urged him to realize that adultery needs to be recriminalized. And we've pointed out that the Abu Ghraib prison scandal was not a result of the military culture. It's the culture. And that Abu Ghraib was the Howard Stern front on the war on terror. On and on and on. So many more shows that are worthy of mention, but we're out of time. So if you can support us, please do at 800-836-9278 or on the web at KGov, KGOV.com. Oh, and by the way, this is a commercial now. Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. What a neat school. Beautiful campus. What is it, 20 acres, over 100 staff members, Christ-centered, top academics. All of this for your children ages 2.5 years to 12th grade. Call them 303-431-5653.